the Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. And right now we're going to break down Michigan State's victory over Maryland. Jonathan Smith goes on the road. Spartans win the game 27-24. And what can only be described as a gutty, they stuck to it through all the mistakes. And they made some improvements from week one to week two, but they still made a ton of mistakes. But somehow the MSU Spartans found a way to go on the road and defeat Mike Locksley and the Maryland Terrapins, even though Maryland looked like they were dominating for most of the game. Michigan State found a way in the fourth quarter to put this thing away. They came up with the big plays. And hey, by the way, welcome. Thanks for finally recognizing that Nick Marsh is on the team. And it was a big welcome to college football. Welcome to the Big Ten game for Nick Marsh as he goes in there. And my goodness, guys, Nick Marsh finishes the game. Let me make sure I get this right. 194 receiving yards off of 8 receptions and a touchdown, including one that was 77 yards long. He also had a couple other big plays. Nick Marsh is the guy that I think can be that big play receiver that Michigan State has been missing for a long, long time. And I think that with the development of him and Aiden Childs, what you're going to start to see is more big plays. That, you know, it's kind of that feeling you had when Kenneth Walker played for Michigan State. You knew at any given moment it was either going to be him, it was going to be Jaden Reed, it was going to be Naylor. And then for the last few years, it was kind of nothing. It was just kind of methodical. Let's hope and pray. You know what? With the emergence of Nick Marsh, I think the Michigan State has that big-time receiver that they need to really start to get the ball to more and more and more. I thought that was missing in game one. You know, they won the game against Florida Atlantic 16-10, but there was no big plays. You had that. You had, and you can see the trust that Aiden has with Nick Marsh. Whereas when it comes to Foster, they're still working on some things. That Foster's been open for like 5 deep throws, but they're always overthrown, which kind of tells me the chemistry is not there. Nick Marsh on 2 plays, 2 for 2, hit him deep, both in stride, caught it. The one he got tackled, it was a big play, I think for like 50-some yards. And then the second time he threw it deep, Michigan State, I just had the defense has stepped up. They forced Maryland to punt the ball. Very next play, Jonathan Smith didn't waste a round, didn't try to do anything, just went deep, caught Maryland off guard, tied the game up at 24-all. So I have to give it to Michigan State. Now, here's the thing. If you're a Spartan fan, when you watch this game, yes, you won the game. It was a road game, and I think this was a critical game. I'm going to get to a little bit more of that later. You got to clean up the penalties. I mean, you still had a bunch of dumb penalties that are just shooting this team in the foot. Now, I do realize that some of it came with the makeshift offensive line. A lot of guys were kind of thrust into that position. And though you want to feel sorry for them, this is next man up, man. And you have to be able to go out there and play smart, not get holding calls that, you know, can be counterproductive to a big play that your team has. You have to play smart. They have to cut down on the penalties. And like I said, it's for this team right now, it's like 2 steps forward, 1 step back. You see Aiden Childs, 3 more picks, red zone, especially early in the game, just non-existent. They get into the red zone. And guys, I want to say that, and if you extend the red zone out to about the 25-yard line, they've had 6 turnovers. It's not 5 or 6 turnovers. It's not conducive to winning football in the Big Ten. And if you watch the Big Ten, Ohio State is the only team that's really going out there and dominating from start to finish. You can't go up against teams like Oregon, teams like, you know, Michigan. You can't go up against those Iowa and shoot yourselves in the foot. You have to play perfect games. And the beauty of it is they kind of get a free square this weekend playing Prairie View. Not to take Prairie View for granted, but this is a game where you need to work on your mistakes. This is a game where you need to fine-tune and tweak things. Why? Because you got Boston College on the road the very next week. So if you're MSU, the penalties, they have to end. Aiden Childs needs to get comfortable in the pocket. And you did see some improvement from week one to week two. Yes. I think the biggest thing for Childs was in the fourth quarter. It looked as if the game finally started to slow down for him. whether it was hitting Nick Marsh deep for the 77-yard touchdown or just the final drive to set up the game-winning field goal by Jonathan Kim. Because if you're like, it was a third down play in this on this series that Aiden Childs made sure he dove to get the first down. Earlier in the game, it was a third and long. He escapes the pocket, and he kind of does the Russell Wilson where I'm just going to stick the ball out there and go out of bounds. Well, he didn't extend the ball far enough. Ended up being a fourth down. Michigan State had to punt the ball from their own 50. Instead of just picking up the first down, lowering your shoulder and just getting that first down, it's the little things like that for Aiden Childs that really it's going to take some time. I do realize that, okay? Because you keep forgetting now how young this kid is because you want to see them win, but it's the little mistakes. It's the mental things. It's the setting your feet and getting the ball and throwing the ball right and not sailing it. A lot of his passes were high. And here's what the one thing that I've noticed in covering football for many, many years, for decades. When quarterbacks tend to sail the ball, especially early in the game, that's adrenaline. They're too hype. You got to calm down because what happens, as you saw, you end up throwing picks where you just clearly throw the ball over your receiver's head or you have an open receiver and you just sail it over their head and you just lead yourself to wonder, Aiden has to bring it down a notch. Aiden has to calm down. Aiden has to relax and go out there and get it done. Because I think once the game slows down, you can see that difference maker. He won't try to force things. That's why I like what I saw, you know, in the fourth quarter, stepping back and just with pressure coming in his face and just releasing the ball deep down the field, hit Marsh in stride. Marsh takes it all the way 77 yards. But as I said, That was the highlight play. That was the ESPN Sports Center play. The biggest play may have been where the plays were just the drive to set up Jonathan Kim for that game-winning field goal where it wasn't easy, it wasn't pretty, but it was with the offensive coordinator and Aiden Childs finding a way to just methodically get down the field, milk the clock so that Maryland doesn't get any time back, and then they set up Jonathan Kim with 5 seconds left to kick that field goal. Now, if I was Coach Jonathan Smith, I probably would have taken the clock down at least one more second so that it was either we were going to win this thing or we're going to overtime. You're not going to give Maryland a chance with 1 second to go. He called the timeout with 5 seconds left. Probably not something that I would have done. But, yeah, I think offensively what you're seeing is, you know, the balance, you know, Nate Carter appeared that he was back. He 11 rushes for 59 yards. That was the Nate Carter that we all wanted to see. Plus, you had Kayron Lynch Adams. He stepped up, and you know he was the good complimentary piece to Nate Carter. He gets 10 carries for 46 yards. They were able to balance this out. But I think just once again, what's hurting Michigan State's offense is just the mistakes, the turnovers. Aiden now with was like 5 interceptions. He has to clean that up. He will clean that up. It's not something that I'm worried about, but it is something that I think unfortunately has to get cleaned up within the next 2 weeks because after that, you got a little bit of a murderer's row. You had the 4 games in the Big Ten of Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, and Michigan. Now I'm going to add Boston College on to that. Based off of what I saw Boston College do in week 1, it's going to be the red bandana game for Boston College. It's going to be on the road at Boston College. Am I saying that MSU can't win this? I am absolutely not saying this. But what I am saying is you need to take this Prairie View game and you need to lock up this team and get it tight and eliminate a lot of the mistakes. You cannot shoot yourself in the foot and expect to beat top talented teams. Because this team is not that good. Now, defensively, wow. Once again, in the fourth quarter, they stepped up. In the second half, really, they kind of stepped up and closed down Maryland. Because in the beginning of the game, on third down, it was a free square. Maryland was converting every third down play. You were seeing receivers run wide open. The defense just didn't have an answer. They weren't getting the pressure on the QB. And when they did, he was able to escape the pocket. And the next thing you know, it was third down, and Edwards would just complete a pass, and it was backbreaking. Then they tightened things up. Then they stopped that from happening, and that's what you needed. They even got a pick of Edwards in the second half. The defense finally set themselves up that kept this thing from getting out of control, because it really did look as if Maryland was just about to blow this thing out, and they didn't. I mean, you know, especially early in the game, it looked like it was going to be advantage Maryland, and somehow Michigan State, you know, they go up. They go up at halftime at 17 to a 14 at halftime. You're taking a deep breath, but then the second half, offense struggled once again to start the third quarter. You weren't getting the production that you needed, and the defense looked as if they were wearing down. They found that fifth gear. They were able to go in there. They were able to get some key stops, and they were able to help Michigan State get this road victory. MSU went into that game a 9.5-point underdog. They walk away with a 3-point victory. That's what you need to see from this team. Why? Because after Prairie View, you got five games where they're going to be difficult. Ohio State is a juggernaut. Oregon on the road 6 days later at Austin Stadium. That's going to be difficult. But Oregon is showing that they are not world beaters. Oregon can be beat. They're flirting around with disaster, because what you're seeing a lot is the same. You know, the transfer quarterback, a lot of times we look at the transfer quarterback and we think it's just going to be an automatic plug and play. And they're having some frustration. They're having some problems with Dylan Gabriel out in Oregon, just like Michigan State's having a problem with Aiden Childs, just like DJU at Florida State. Like, the transfer quarterback it's not a given that you're just going to step in there and lead this team to a national title. That's not how it goes. And what you're seeing is it takes a little bit of time. But yeah, Oregon, you got to play a perfect game in order to go out there. And then you're looking at Iowa. Iowa got humbled. They lost to Iowa State with a last-second field goal. That defense is going to be good. But if you're MSU, you got to be able to make plays. And I think with the emergence of Nick Marsh and being able to stretch the field and with your running game coming on, you give yourself a puncher's chance. Michigan, you saw what they – Michigan, that's a whole nother pot in and of itself. But Michigan right now, if you're Michigan State and you can make these improvements and not shoot yourself in the foot, you've turned that game in Ann Arbor to a coin flip game. So these are the things that you need to work on. So, yeah, from week one to week two, you made some improvements, but you got to keep going. You can't keep taking two steps forward and one step back. Even with the Nick Marsh long touchdown, MSU ties the game up. And on the very next play on the kickoff, Jonathan Kim kicks it out of bounds, gives Maryland the ball at the 40. Those are the things that I'm talking about, where you do something positive and then you do something negative, or you do a couple things positive and then you do something stupid. Prairie View is key. Clean this up, because after that, man. Oh, and by the way, you got Indiana, who is looking like they're a different type of Indiana team. After Prairie View, six games in a row, that's really going to challenge this team. For Jonathan Smith, you got to get to a bowl game. Six wins is the key. You got two down. You probably will get your third one on Saturday. After that, can you steal some of the games in the next six hard, difficult games you have to play? That's going to be the key. But for right now, we'll leave it at that. Michigan State goes into Maryland, wins 27-24. Nick Marsh, 8 catches, 194 yards, and a touchdown. Hey, welcome to the Big Ten, Nick, because Michigan State definitely needed you. You got to make him a key part of this offense. You got to keep that running game going. But Michigan State gets it done on the road. So that's your recap of the Spartans' victory over Maryland. They're sitting there at 2-0 in the Big Ten. And hopefully they can keep this thing going. Thanks for listening and watching the 5-Star Zone. I'll be back a little bit later on to give a breakdown of what Michigan did and the rest of the Big Ten. I'm your host, Rico Beard. Thanks for watching.